If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Monday, July 22nd. It is training camp week. It sure is. And that means we are one step closer to preseason, one step closer to the regular season. The Jaguars' regular season kicks off in 48 days. 48 days. About a month and a half. Very exciting stuff, right? But Eric Armstead placed on the PUP list as veterans report to Jaguars training camp today. Eric Armstead has been placed on the active PUP list, physically unable to perform. He's still recovering from off-season knee surgery. We're going to talk about it here today on Duval Daily. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjack.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. We just got a bunch of these hats in, got about 30 hats for you. Go check it out, genjack.com/shop. You can become a channel member here as well on YouTube. Really appreciate the support from the channel members, everybody who supports the shop, everybody who tunes in. Could not be doing this without y'all. Really appreciate it. Very excited to get in on this training camp journey. I think it's like 17 practices we're going to be covering, from here to the end of training camp. And then you're going to have preseason games. You're going to have regular season games. It's going to be awesome to be a part of it again this year. So very excited, thankful for the Jaguars PR staff, everybody watching, excited to get on this journey here again. So as I mentioned, veterans report to training camp today for the Jaguars. Real practices start on Wednesday. I'll be out there observing and reporting back to y'all all training camp long, again, starting on Wednesday. There's been, since this Eric Armstead news came out, there's been some common refrain that Armstead not being ready for the start of training camp was expected. Maybe that is the case for some. But Doug Peterson, when asked if Eric Armstead would be fully healthy by training camp, point blank, his answer was just, yes, he expects that. Like, yes, that's all he said. That was on June 10th, so just a little over a month ago. So based on my understanding, Doug Peterson, the Jaguars head coach, was not expecting Eric Armstead to be on the active/PUP list to start training camp. That's not to make it a bigger deal than it is. I just want the information y'all digest to be as transparent and accurate as possible And Doug Peterson said a little over a month ago he expected Eric Armstead to be fully healthy for the start of training camp. Him being placed on the active/PUP suggests that's not the case. Full transparency. I personally don't think it's a big deal at this point. We don't have all the information. Obviously, we do know that Eric Armstead played through injury a little bit at the end of the season, played very well through injury during the playoffs for the 49ers, and he had a little offseason knee surgery. It wasn't like an ACL repair or anything like that to get things healed up, right? And he's still recovering from that a bit. We have seen him move around on the practice field. He's not hobbled or limping or anything like that unless something has changed, which we don't have any information that would suggest that's the case. The active slash physically unable to perform list is for players who enter training camp not quite ready to go. He still counts towards the 90-man roster right now. It's not like he's on injured reserve. And he can be removed from that list at any time during training camp and resume practicing with the football team. For now, he'll be practicing off to the side, doing his own thing, trying to get his body ready. Now, if Eric Armstead is not removed from the active PUP list by the start of the season, he will have to go on the reserve/PUP list, and that would force him to miss at least the first four games of the regular season. And then at that point, the Jaguars would have 5 weeks to activate him, I believe is how it works. And I think that's what happened with Devon Hamilton last year after he got the abscess on his spine, that situation that was very scary. But again, I'm not trying to make this a bigger deal than it is. I'm just sharing the facts with y'all. If he is not activated at some point during training camp, or not, I shouldn't say activated because he is active, right? He's part of the 90-man roster. But if he is not removed from the active/PUP list.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He will then be moved to the reserve / PUP list. Just sharing facts with y'all. We will gather more information by this on Wednesday at the latest. I'm sure we'll be able to get some information on Wednesday. But my guess is that he will be removed from the PUP at some point during training camp and resume full activity with the Jacksonville Jaguars. There's also been like an influx of 49ers fans on Twitter coming out of the woodwork talking about how Eric Armstead has such a lengthy injury history and that was the risk of signing him and all. So in 2022, he played in 9 regular season games, was dealing with an ankle injury. In 2023, he played in 12 regular season games. So yeah, that is a lot of missed time in the regular season over the last 2 years. Prior to that, he had been very healthy for, the past half decade. Hadn't missed much time at all. And so the good thing is it's not like you're seeing the same injury popping up here in back-to-back years. But Armstead's primary function here is not to dominate early in the season for the Jaguars, in my opinion. I think the Jaguars can play winning regular season football without Armstead taking 80, 90, 100% of the snaps, right? I think they can play winning regular season football with Josh Allen, with Trayvon Walker, Devon Hamilton, Roy Robertson Harris, Mason Smith. The list goes on of good players that the Jaguars have up front. Obviously, Mason Smith has to prove it, but I don't think that this is a defensive line that has to have Eric Armstead out there on every single play to be effective. I think that early on, if they need to limit his snaps, if they need to keep him on a snap count, that they can do that and not feel bad about that. Because the goal of Eric Armstead being a Jacksonville Jaguar, and for that matter, Mitch Morse and some of the other veterans they signed, it's not because they don't feel like they can win games in September and October and November. It's to win the games when they count. Late December, January, hopefully February, right? That is the function of some of these offseason additions. And now I'm not saying the Jaguars don't want Eric Armstead to have a big regular season. They do. And Jaguars fans should as well. But the primary function of making that type of splash with an Eric Armstead is not to win in September and October. Which again, the Jaguars will be all in on trying to win as many games as they can throughout the entirety of the regular season. But the goal is late December, January. That's when you need Eric Armstead to show out. And guess what? That's exactly what he's done, even battling through injuries the last few years. Over the last 3 seasons, Eric Armstead has played in 9 playoff games, 6 sacks, 5 tackles for loss, 16 stops. A stop is a tackle that constitutes a negative play for the offense. Not necessarily a tackle behind the line of scrimmage, but it could be a TFL. It could be a stop at the line. It could be a stop that stops the offense from getting a first down on third down. Tackles of that nature. 16 of those in 9 games. 33 pressures. That's what the Jaguars need from Eric Armstead. They need him to play well late in the season and into the playoffs, and they need his leadership. If they get those 2 things, the signing will be a massive win. And again, yes, you do want him to make an impact all season for you, obviously. And I think that's the Jaguars' expectation still. I don't think that this impacts what they think he's going to be ready to do at the start of the regular season. But he does not need to play, like, again, 80, 90, 100% of the snaps all year long for the Jacksonville Jaguars to have an effective defense. You need him to be in there in the right situations. The situations where he's going to have the biggest chance to make a big impact on the game early on in the season. And then later on in the season, again, assuming you're competing down the stretch and hopefully into the playoffs, that's when you need Eric Armstead to be at his very best. And that's when he has been at his very best throughout his career, especially over the last 3 seasons. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Let me know what you think about this situation in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. and also become a channel member here on YouTube. Shout out to all the channel members out there. Really appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.